From the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh and from the IBMA, this is a special evening of bluegrass from WUNC and WAMU's Bluegrass Country. With some special musical guests, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, the Grass Cats, and Big Medicine coming up. I'm Keith Weston from WUNC's Back Porch Music, along with Katie Daly and Lee Michael Dempsey from WAMU's Bluegrass Country, just outside of Washington, D.C. Welcome, everyone. And as my first time here at the IBMA, and you guys are veterans, you've been at the IBMA for many years. Can you give us just some idea of what goes on at this here event?
Well, IBMA stands for International Bluegrass Music Association, and it is our first time ever in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we want to thank the people of North Carolina and the folks in Raleigh for such a warm welcome. We're not in Nashville anymore, and I have to say, we're sure glad to be here in Raleigh. And it's a week of seminars and teaching the business of music. It's a week of celebrating the music and the accomplishments with an award show. And then this weekend is Wide Open Bluegrass with music all over the place and street festivals going on. And we could it's going to be a wonderful week. And the weather's cooperating.
And we saw that the Raleigh has rolled out the welcome with the Sir Walter Raleigh with a banjo around its neck today.
Right.
That's good.
Trying to organize a flash mob of banjo players to go over there and play.
We're saying in certain sections of Raleigh, you can't throw an acorn without hitting a banjo player this week, it seems like. It's a good
thing. It's always been that way. The Tar Heels have given us some of the best banjo players of the world, starting with Earl Scruggs. So thank you, North Carolina.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been a real nice welcome we've had here. And you know, anytime we move from one location to another, there's lots of trepidation, but we can tell already that Raleigh is going to be great for our IBMA event. It started in Owensboro, moved to Louisville, then to Nashville, and now, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, we're here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and loving it.
And this is a new thing for both radio stations, a simulcast going all around the Washington area and all through most of North Carolina. So we're excited about this and building on this while we spend time in Raleigh.
And all around the world on bluegrasscountry.org, too.
Right.
And we want to get to some great bands in for the show tonight, and we've got some great stuff coming up.
Well, our first guest is Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and we're so glad to have them here. Doyle took home the best prize of all from IBMA, and well-deserved, when he was inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. So we're glad to have you here, and it's not the only award you've taken home. You have the National Endowment for the Arts Humanities Fellowship and countless IBMA awards, and you're up for some tomorrow night, which is a vocal group, instrumental, a song, The Waters of the Clinch, and you're also up for Dove Awards, Sing Me a Song About Jesus. So our fingers are crossed, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here, too.
Now, if folks want to find out more about you and the band and the places you're going to play, they should go to your website, which is?
DoyleLawson.com.
DoyleLawson.com.
Yes.
And we brought you here because when we think of bluegrass music and gospel music, you're one of the best. So let's get to the business of music.
Right.
Here's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
One, two, three. And I understood almost every line. You said TLC is what you missed for me. You want back in my arms, sing a sad beat. Who would love this game in three letters by your name? L-O-A, what does it say? She said, oh, baby, it's so simple. I did not mean to make it hard to understand. I've been gone so long. Won't you know I miss my man? Oh, yes, I do. And this message for you tells you what I'm gonna do when I get home. Oh, yeah. It'll wait.
Love on arrival
for you.
Love on arrival.
It'll wait is what I'm gonna give to you. I've been counting days. I've been home.
Love on arrival
for you.
Love on arrival.
And now after all this time, I've got nothing on my mind but L-O-A.
Love on arrival
for you.
Get away, get away.
And I'm T-G-I-F. Thank God I found you when I did. Oh, yes, I do. And them three letters by your name I will give you just the same when I get home. I've been counting days. I've been lonely, I've been blue.
Love on arrival
for you.
Love on arrival.
And now after all this time, I've got nothing on my mind.
Love on arrival
for you. Don't need no confirmation. Got it right here in my head.
Understand, LOA. Ooh, 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 ooh.
LOA.
Ooh, LOA.
For you.
Love on arrival.
LOA. What I'm gonna give to you. I've been counting days. I've been lonely, I've been blue.
Love on arrival.
For you.
Love on arrival.
And now after all this time,
thank you, folks. Thank y'all. Well, it's good to be back in Raleigh, North Carolina. Been a few years since I've been in this fair city. Way back, they actually was doing a radio show here back in the mid-70s when I was a member of the Country Gentlemen. I believe it was on WRAL, and a live radio show came out of the War Memorial Auditorium, I believe it was. And we did that for a while. And I remember one night that we had work, it was a Saturday night. It was kind of like the Opry, but it fell on a Christmas night. And so I got through with that, and I told our agent and manager then, Lynn Holtzclaw, you remember him, Katie.
I do.
I said, if you ever book me on Christmas again, you'll be playing the mailing yourself. But it really is good to be here, be a part of the IBMA, and a new location, new environment. It'll take us a while to get our feet and get our bearings and so forth, but I can tell already the folks have really opened up their arms and made everybody welcome, as they do in North Carolina. Anyway, I've done a lot of work in North Carolina, and so we're glad to be a part of it. Let me tell you, the guys on the Dobro, Josh Swift, today is Josh's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yes. From Sparta, Tennessee, and playing the Dobro and singing the harmony parts with us, bass mostly. On the guitar. Oh, come up here. I'm so glad he's a newlywed. Yes, he's been married 4 days now.
Yeah.
And you're on the road already?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, he's got to work now. He's a married man, you know. I told him I was glad he got married. He wasn't any better than the rest of us, you know. But anyway, so that's Dustin Pirtle playing the guitar and singing with us. Over on the banjo from the great state of Illinois, born in Missouri, is Joe Dean playing the banjo. And Joe sings with us as well, bass and harmony vocal, a little bit of lead once in a while. On the fiddle for the last 5 years, Mr. Jason Berry.
Hey, Jason, how
from,
are you?
Originally from Florida. Actually, you used to live in this area, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Not far from here, in a little town called Zebulon.
Zebulon. Yeah. Anyway, and let's see. On the bass, our new bass player. And he is born in Kansas, lived in Branson. I got so many people I can't keep up with. Anyway, this is Eli Johnson playing bass and singing tenor and lead. And having said that, can we do your new song?
Please do.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that's going to be on a new album coming out, or is this part of your fan club?
It's part of the two songs per month that the members get when they become members of the Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver family of friends.
Okay.
And I didn't want to call it a fan club. I appreciate my people that more than that. I wanted to get a little bit more intimate than that, and hopefully that they'll understand that. But we do, they get to download 2 songs a month as part of the membership and some other things that we won't go into detail about. But this is a song that Eli wrote, and we just finished up with this, didn't we? It's called Captain, and you salute when you hear this, all right?
1, 2, 3, 4. Captain, oh Captain, please won't you lay my body down? For I've been in this battle for too long, and my love has gone away. Sweetheart in Tennessee, she almost had me fooled with hidden tears. I boarded the ship heading overseas, trying hard to hide my endless fears. Her cheeks were rosy with the morning wind, her face grew paler with the cold when she read through the letters that I love to send and the stories of the war that they told. Captain, oh Captain, please won't you lay my body down? For I've been in this battle for too long, and my love has gone away. Now we've been surrounded by our enemy. I never again shall see my home. Oh, Captain, put me out of my misery. My heart feels like a sad and aching stone. Captain, oh Captain, please won't you lay my body down? For I've been in this battle for too long, and my love has gone away.
I wrote a good one there. I usually luck out when these guys come in, and they never know what they're going to be doing when they can get here, you know, and then to find out that they're good writers, it just so happens I have a publishing company and things like that, Katie. You know how it is. So I saw somebody a while ago that said, well, are you here to see if you can get into business? I said, yeah, I got a couple of million to drop. I thought I'd try. Anyway, oh, gracious. Guys, y'all want to, let's pick one. What do you think? Huh? Yeah. We can do whatever we want to, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, good.
Pick that instrumental you wrote.
Why don't we? Okay. Yeah, this the little tune I wrote for the Roads Well Traveled. And, you know, I know folks have heard me talk about living on a farm back in Hancock County, Tennessee. We moved there when I was 10 years old from Kingsport. And a lot of the farmland we grew crops on lay alongside the Clinch River. And so my dad was, he believed in working from sun up to sun down, and we'd work and it would be almost dark. And he said, all right, boys, we'll knock off the rest of the day. Man, me and my little brother, he'd more say that, and we just cut out across the field and headed towards the river. By the time we got there, we didn't have a stitch of clothes on, and in the river we went. Swim till we had to, it's the dark, we had to get out. Also had a few snakes around there too, but anyway. A couple 3 years ago, during the Jimmy Martin Memorial Festival in Sneadville, Tennessee, they had a cabin for us right alongside the river, and I looked at the river, how calm and tranquil and peaceful it was, and 1,000 memories came back, and I guess on the way out of there, I put this little tune together and just kind of tipped my hat to that part of the country. It's called By the Waters of the Clinch. All right. 1, 2, 3.
The Waters of the Clinch by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And let me remind you that you're listening to a very special evening of bluegrass brought to you as a simulcast. First time we've ever done this on WUNC here in the Raleigh area and across most of North Carolina, that's as right. I understand it.
That's right.
And also on WAMU's Bluegrass Country in Washington, D.C. And Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver with the Waters of the Clinch, and that is nominated for the huge IBMA award show tomorrow night as instrumental song. And folks, if you're interested, it's a big night for us. Lots of sequins and glitter, and as we head into the show with performances and awards, you can watch it on a live webcast. And so tomorrow night, the show starts at 7:30. Find out about the webcast with a link at bluegrasstoday.com. And Doyle, got our fingers crossed for you that we'll see you accept a couple awards tomorrow
night.
Well,
you know, I certainly hope so, but having said that, you know, none of the five nominees or so are losers, but somebody takes home the big prize, but it's an honor to be nominated. I don't have any of these things I've been given, and I certainly appreciate them, but I think they're a great boost to your morale, but at the same time, I've never done it for the awards. It's always about the music. It always has been about the music and will continue to be about the music and keeping this music alive.
Well, may I give you another boost here?
Sure.
We found out that on the Bluegrass Unlimited Top 30 chart, your song for the month of October, Dixie Road, reaches the number 3 position, and it's on its way up. Any chance we can hear it?
Well, yeah, let's see. Can we do that after that? We were geared for another one. Can we do it right after this one here?
Yes, that would be perfect.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Number 3, all right. It's on its way up with a BB. Oh, here's a song that we'd like to do that we get a lot of requests for, written by one of the premier songwriters and certainly a legend in country music, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. But he's a great guy, and he loves acoustic, and he loves bluegrass music. Mr. Bill Anderson wrote this along with Steve Warner, another a great Kentucky artist himself. But we recorded it, and Bill and Steve both got in touch and told us how much they enjoyed our version of it. And people seemed to like it. We'll get Dustin to sing the lead. One called One Small Miracle.
Two, three. Standing at the front door with her suitcase in her hand, staring down the hallway, frozen where I stand. She said she doesn't love me anymore. Oh Lord, what can I do? You have a miracle just lying around. One small miracle, nobody needs. Send it on lying around. One small miracle, nobody needs. Send it on down. I'll never make it through this night, thinking she's with someone.
Lawson and Quicksilver coming to you from Raleigh, North Carolina, and the IBMA here on WUNC and WAMU Bluegrass Country. Keith Weston with you, and also we are here with a bunch of folks that will be coming up a bit later in the program, including we have Big Medicine, and also the Grass Cats on tonight's very special simulcast on these two stations. We're excited to have the IBMA here in town for the next few days, and we're excited to have Doyle Lawson, of course, with us tonight, and also all the folks from WAMU have come down to make this program possible as well. Again, Keith Weston, Back Porch Music, and Katie Daly from WAMU.
Yes, I do the morning show in Washington, D.C. from 7 to 10, and occasionally I'm lucky enough to have Doyle come by and sing some music for us, and he promised me he'd do this one that's number 3 with a bullet.
Yes, absolutely.
And Dixie Road, are you ready for that one?
Get the banjo player over.
Get the banjo player over here.
You got him, Joseph? All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I would pick and we would sing to the rhythm of the front porch swing. The moonlight was a spotlight that we shared. Found them notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love will only hold you down, for you're glory bound. We can't share a world with different dreams. So I chased mine, and she found hers too. And someone else made her come true. Now I'm a star, and every time I sing, drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. L.A. lights burn like fire once you know you left heaven waiting down a Dixie road. I'm in a different place, and I'm searching every stranger's face, trying to find a girl that's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country, and whenever I'm alone, I go back there. Drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. L.A. lights burn like fire once you know you left heaven waiting down a Dixie road. Drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. L.A. lights burn like fire once you know you left heaven waiting down a Dixie road. Left heaven waiting down a Dixie road.
Oh, it's Dixie. All right, the Dixie Road. Well, let's see. We did, that's number 3. Want to do another new song? We haven't done the gospel, have we?
No, we haven't.
Think we want to sing a gospel? That'd be all right if we do.
Absolutely.
Acapella.
Acapella?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Swifty, since you want to sing a cappella, what do you want to do?
What I
want to
do?
Yeah.
It's your birthday, man.
Yeah, it's your birthday, Swifty. You get to sing whatever you want to.
Well, let's see the
dude. Revelator? I haven't done it in a while. All right. If I mess it up, they can't see me, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Mama always said I had a face for radio. Okay.
Hey, be careful there.
Oh, what was it? E or F sharp or F?
I think it's an F.
Okay. Now tell me who is that a riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who is that a riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me what is he riding?
He's riding Revelations. He's writing in the book of the seven seals.
You know Isaiah spoke of the coming Messiah before he left his home on high. Matthew's gospel, I heard a man cry, Jesus is born and he surely must die. They clothed my Lord in a judgment robe and they led him on down to the judgment hall. I caught that fellow, I heard them say, and they whipped him till the break of day. Well, John, he looked across Calvary's hill. He said he heard a rumble like a chariot wheel. Hey, John, what does it mean? It means cruel men were whipping him still. Now tell me, who is that a riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, who is that a riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, what is he riding?
He's writing Revelation. He's writing in the book of the seven seas.
Whoa, John. He looked across Calvary's hill. He said he heard a rumble like a chariot wheel. Hey, John, what does it mean? It means Gable's gonna blow, and blow so loud, till the saints are gonna ride up to heaven on the cloud, and the stars in the heaven will all come down, and the dead are gonna rise up from underground, and the seas are gonna boil and cause one flood, and the moons are gonna drip all away in blood, and the sun's gonna come up and hide its face, and the rocks are gonna cry, no hide and play. Hey, John, what does it mean? It means sight to the blind. The dumb's gonna talk. The lame's gonna pick up their beds and walk. Hey, John, drop that pen and stop that riding to a dying man. Now tell me, who is that a riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, who is that a riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, what is he riding?
He's writing Revelations.
Oh, Lord,
he's writing in the book of the seven seas.
Wow, that's magnificent. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver on a very special broadcast here on WUNC, simulcast with WAMU's Bluegrass Country. And Doyle, a few years back when you received the National Endowment for the Arts Humanities Fellowship Award, when I first saw it published, it was to Doyle Lawson, band leader. And I didn't quite understand that. And just, I'm reminded, having watched you with these young men singing that song, there was all sorts of instructions going on that unfortunately our radio audience couldn't see. But you truly are a band leader, far beyond a musician. And so our congratulations to you on that.
Well, I appreciate that. I told somebody that I'd rather be a good leader as a big star and know what I was doing. One of the people I admired didn't play bluegrass, but he played Western Swing, and his name was Bob Wills. And Bob had a great leadership abilities. I knew some of the guys that had been in Bob's band. Leon McAuliffe was a friend of mine in his later years. And a fiddle, great fiddle player, Frankie Kelly, from out in Arkansas. And they both told me the same thing, as well as other people, that Bob had a way of getting out of you what you didn't know that you had. And there was a funny story about that. People so admired him and respected him that they were a little bit afraid of him. And Bob's shows were nothing like his records, and they never knew when they were going to play. It all depended on how he felt that night. And when it was your turn, he pointed his bow at you. He hired a new steel player. And it was his first night, and he's in awe. He's a Texas playboy. And Bob points his bow at him, and he just sits there. He's froze. So that night after the show, he said, Bob said, now, son, he said, when I point my bow at you, you better do something. So the next night, wherever they were, he's there, and he was just dreading it, you know. But finally, Bob pointed his bow at him, and he said, I couldn't do anything, so I stood up and just threw my steel at it in the crowd. And Bob said, I'm not going to fire you because you did something, you know.
But you followed instructions.
But anyway, but he was a great leader. And that's one of the things I admire, people that can look and find people and know their potential. And it's not that they know more than those people. They know what they want to get those people to do for them. And the reason they're there is because they know those people can do it. And that's a great leader. A great leader is not a dictator by any means. A great leader, if you're a leader, I don't know, I'll take out the word great. If you're a leader, you better be willing, and you should be willing to listen to suggestions and even criticism. And guys, they'll bring stuff to me, and if I like it, we keep it. It's great if it gives me fuel. And if I don't like it, I say, well, let's don't do that this time or whatever. But there's more than a leader is not a dictator. He's and he's not somebody that cracks a whip and stands over you and yells and screams at you. Well, I don't crack it that much, do I? Okay.
Well, I'm going to take my radio fiddle bow and point it at you right now and ask for a song.
All right. That's two reasons why. This is another new song. A new old song. You know, the reason we're all here, in my humble opinion, and he was ably assisted by people along the way, but was that fella from Roseanne, Kentucky. He was the seed that everything grew from. And with the addition, we know the history of that. But, and I've recorded a lot of his songs, so have other people. Here's a song that he recorded later on and didn't seem to be, nobody seemed to touch on it. And I wanted something for the family and friends. It's called, I hope I got enough voice, called Reasons Why.
Shade of an old willow tree, watching the sun go down. Sitting here thinking of how it's gonna be, not having your sweet love around.
No one to talk to, no soft hand to hold. Where, oh, where can you be? The darkest night that I've ever seen seems to be closing in on me. Only I knew the reason why. Only for you, dear, I worked and tried, but still you went away. I hope these tears I've shed tonight will pay the way back to you someday.
Sitting in the shade of an old willow tree, watching the sun go down. Sitting here thinking of how it's gonna be, not having your sweet love around.
Joe.
Shade of an old willow tree, watching the sun go down. Sitting here thinking of how it's gonna be, not having your sweet love around. Sitting here thinking of how it's gonna be, not having your sweet love around.
And it's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver with a song by Bill Monroe. I've never heard that song.
Well, a lot of people haven't.
Where'd you find that?
Oh, I have ways. Hey, Bill Monroe is the reason I play bluegrass, and I think I've got just about everything he recorded that I know of. That was one. I keep looking for things. You know, we want to pay tribute. We want to honor our pioneers. But at the same time, I like to find, if I'm going to do that, I like to find things on occasion that nobody has touched on. And there's only so many different versions you could do of the same song. And that was one I ran across. I thought, boy, that would be really good. I've gotten to where that in most of my shows, I like to include at least one song for Bill.
Right. Wow, you've always got your song catcher ears on, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Try to, anyway.
Well, we've got a few minutes left for you, and so let's get a couple songs. I'll keep quiet and let you just roll with the music.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you like. I see you brought a second mandolin.
Let's do the call. All right. You guys, can you tune it right quick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, how much time we got? It might take a while.
10 minutes?
10? Oh, yeah.
Want some water?
Trying to quit. Jesus.
So this has a different tuning to it? Can you explain it while they're tuning up?
That's why I carry two mandolins. It's easier for me because I'm most primarily the spokesman, too. And So it's easier to carry two mammoths. And the only thing when you change the tuning, if you lower it from standards, they're a little difficult. And
right.
They're kind
of
hard.
A lot of people don't realize that you started off as a banjo player.
Yeah. I've tried to keep that quiet, you know. Yeah, I did. Well, actually, I learned to play mandolin first. And I had a first cousin and a third cousin, and we had a little trio that my mother named us the Country Cousins. And that kind of morphed into a five-piece band eventually. We didn't have a banjo picker. And at the same time, I had already met Jimmy Martin, and I took a look at my options, and I got to looking, and I thought, wow. You know, Monroe's a mandolin player. Bobby Osborne's a mandolin player. Jesse McCrandall. I went down the list. And Paul Williams, who was Jimmy's brother-in-law, I thought, he'll never leave. I thought my chances might be better if I learned to play banjo. Plus, we needed one in the group. And so I undertook to learn to play the banjo, and I think about 11, maybe a year later, I was in Nashville playing banjo for Jimmy.
Wow. And that's the way to start, right at the top, huh?
Well, that's a lot of pressure for an 18-year-old kid, I can tell you that. Yeah, it was, I was self-taught. Nobody around where I lived could play banjo. So I taught myself a lot of bad habits. But, thanks in large part to Jimmy and Paul Williams, who kind of tutored me and got me straightened out. I didn't know what a forward roll was until they told me there was one. And when Billy Edwards showed me, Billy Edwards was playing banjo. He was going back. He was going back home to High Point, North Carolina, and I replaced Billy Edwards. And Billy showed me the forward roll, and that really opened the door for me actually to become a real banjo player. I was just playing what I heard in my head, and I patterned. I liked JD's playing because he worked for Jimmy, and that's what I liked. So it worked out pretty good. It got me on my way, and some 50 years later, I'm still on my way somewhere.
Right. Anyway. Well, it looks like your boys are all tuned up here now.
We are. Yes. Here's the country store.
Oh, I like this one.
Front porch, planes are creaking, but the hound dog by the door keeps peeping. Old man staring when you walk in. Behind the counter stands Big Jim. He's 5 feet tall and a little change, telling stories with a grin on his face. It smells like country ham and cheese. Pop tobacco, kerosene. There's a pot-belly stove and checkers by the door. It's a dying breed, the old country store. Homemade fudge on cinnamon pies, fishing lures, guns and knives, camo gear and turkey combs, car coats and overalls. It's a whole lot different than the new quicksand, cause when you leave they say y'all come back. It smells like country ham and cheese, pot, tobacco, kerosene. There's a pot-belly stove and checkers by the door. It's a dying breed, the old country store. If you ever out these parts, stop in. Cause if you do, you're gonna wanna come back again. There's a radio station playing country, but on Saturday nights they listen to the hopping, tapping to the fiddles on a hardwood floor. It's a dying
and breathe the old country storm. Oh, man, I love the old country storm.
Doyle Lawson, Quicksilver here on this very special broadcast, WUNC, WAMU, Bluegrass Country, and it is sounding good tonight. We're so excited to have everyone in the studios this evening, and we're glad to have you along listening on the radio. I'm Keith Weston from Back Porch Music here on WUNC. We have some North Carolina bluegrass coming up here in just a little bit here as part of the IBMA. We also have folks who are here from WAMU are helping us out tonight, including Katie Daly.
Well, thrilled to have you. And Doyle, we've got, oh, 5 or 6 more minutes here. Do you got a couple songs for us? They're doing sign signals into the engineers.
Yeah, we'd love to hear one. Yeah.
Four minutes to go.
Four minutes.
Yeah. But first, let us say thank you so much for making the trek over here to the Natural Science Museum in Raleigh and to be a part. This is our very first simulcast for WUNC and WAMU's Bluegrass Country, and we're glad that you're a part of it. And good luck tomorrow night with your nominations. And congratulations, number 3 on Dixie Road.
I'm sorry.
They're feeding you a song. I know that.
No, I said when my horse came in there. Hold on. I'm just kidding. We're glad. Katie, it's always good to visit with you and Lee. Of course, we usually do it for WAMU, but it's good to be a part of your affiliate, WUNC. WUNC.
That's it. It's a right. Tongue twister.
Can I just tell you? Let's see. Yeah, we'll do that. You know, my ancestors are from North Carolina, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yes, oh yeah. Yeah, they came from Scotland and settled up in Stokes County, up near Mount Airy, in that area. They moved in the west to what is now Tennessee because they said it got too crowded. They couldn't hunt and fish like they wanted to.
Right.
But so I really have a kinship with North Carolina. Not only that, I do the annual Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver Family Bluegrass Festival over in Denton, North Carolina. We got to go. It's hard to be forgotten by the one you can't forget.
Turn out of pain. I saw her with a new love out on the street today. I've done everything I can to drive these blues away. She told me she forgot me, brother, you can bet. It's hard to be forgotten by the one you can't forget. Done everything I can to drive these blues away. She told me she forgot me, brother, you can bet. It's hard to be forgotten by the one you can't forget. It's hard to be forgotten by the one you can't forget.
Doyle Lawson and Chris.
Thank you. We enjoyed it. Thank you.
And we enjoyed it, too. It's going to be hard to forget this evening. It's hard to be forgotten by the one who can't forget. You're listening to a very special broadcast here on WUNC, WAMU, Bluegrass Country. We're going to switch it out here a little bit and bring in some more bands this evening, including we have Big Medicine and the Grass Cats just ahead here on WUNC.
Now, both of those bands are from the Raleigh area.
From just a Raleigh area, or just east of there, that's right.
And earlier today, we had a Washington, D.C. band come down
that's
here
right.
and record a few songs, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. And sometime tonight, we're going to give you a little taste of what Washington, D.C. bluegrass is all about.
I think
about.
We'll do that very quickly, in fact. And they actually helped us break in the studios here at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, first band to ever play in our studios. And so we were really excited to have them there. And so earlier this afternoon, here is Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen.
1, 2, 3... Same without you. When I'm out there searching for the things I need to do, we could talk about the times we need to see, but understand the man I'm trying to be. There are oceans between us, and I cannot seem to swim. And I know that I love you, and your heart I've tried to win. Try and love you from here, but distance holds a key that unlocks a fear. All I want is our love to stay, but every time I come I have to go away. And there are roads out before me, and I cannot take them all. But my wheels are turning forward, your love no more will fall. Tell times ahead there are, when thoughts of all our space will seem too far. So forgive me for the things I do, and I'm sorry for the pain I put you through. Now my heart is slowly breaking, and your love no more is mine. It has faded with the sunset, and in my mind will always shine. This is a song, and it's the title track of our new recording, On the Edge. Here we go. It goes like this. 1, 2, ready.
Voices in your head seem so loud that you don't hear me when I speak to you. I've gotten to the point of no return. I've done all the things I know how to do. Every time we meet, it's a gamble. I'm standing on the edge of letting go. Face to face, we stood on common all my love for you. I thought we'd walk forever, hand in hand, but now my heart is breaking right in two. Every time we meet, it's a gamble.
Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and they have 6 nominations for IBMA Awards tomorrow night, and that is nominated for Recorded Event, which includes members outside the band that helped record on that, Standing on the Edge of Letting Go.
Tim O'Brien and Rob Ikes.
Yes, so that's a little sample of Washington, D.C. bluegrass. Now I'm eager to hear the Grass Cats, who are renowned throughout the world as being a North Carolina band.
And they're coming up in just a couple minutes.
Coming up in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
I'm Keith Weston from Back Porch Music on WUNC. You just heard the voice of Katie Daly from WAMU and also Lee Michael Dempsey from WAMU Bluegrass Country.
You know, it's great that we're sharing the airwaves on this program between WUNC and WAMU's Bluegrass Country. Both the areas are really rich in bluegrass and old-timey music.
Yeah.
D.C. has been known as the bluegrass capital of the world in years gone by and still is very strong, especially when you hear Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen really representing us very well. North Carolina has been wonderful for this type of traditional music, and Asheville especially has been in the forefront in recent times too. So many great bands out of North Carolina and great musicians out of North Carolina, and we're glad to share this broadcast and this great musical heritage here tonight.
And we'll be featuring two of them over this next hour of music tonight, Big Medicine and also the Grass Cats, here on our very special broadcast this evening. And Lee, you and I were talking a little bit earlier about assessing the state of bluegrass. And
I think it's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
There's there's the traditional wing and the contemporary and progressive wing, and there's been a little bit more drums getting into some of the recent recordings and electric basses and what have you. Some people panic and others don't, but it's all good. I mean, the big tent is kind of what they're calling it, and people have different opinions. I think we need to keep it somewhat close to the original bluegrass, but it's okay to stretch the boundaries some too, and I think it's healthy. So,
we're going to be listening to bluegrass throughout the evening here on this very special broadcast, WAMU Bluegrass Country and WUNC this evening. And we appreciate you being around for this special broadcast. You can find out more about it on our individual websites, and we'll be having some more bluegrass coming up here in just a moment.
This is WAMU's Bluegrass Country from American University on 105.5 FM and 88.5 WAMU HD Channel 2, Washington, D.C., and on 93.5 FM in Frederick and Hagerstown, Maryland, streaming worldwide at bluegrasscountry.org.